Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Repo Rethink Politics, where the crew gets together and talks about the current day politics and opinions from the East Coast. And I got my co-host here, E. What's going on, brother?
What up? I got the new mic. I'm coming in crystal clear. You know what I mean? Check, 1-1.
And you know, the mic sounds
got some free time. Great. You know what I mean? The wife got the kids. You know, I'm ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, all it took was a fucking pandemic to upgrade his mic.
That's true.
That's what it took. That's all it took. And the co-host, Jazz. What's up, CJ?
What's up? You know, this is the most well-rested I think I've ever been.
Wow.
But I've been cooking my ass off, too, so shout out to Cast Iron Gang. Gang.
Now, that's sweet. I ain't cooking shit, though, but because I'm paying the bills. So,
your responsibility.
Yeah, I'm that dude.
Well, hold on. Why does cooking mean not paying bills? Like, you trying to imply I'm not paying bills?
I didn't say that. Oh, sound a little we're guilt. Already. A little uh-oh. Guilt coming see up this, in that vision. A little
this,
guilt.
See this toxic masculinity.
Well, fucking E last time said fuck that. I'm not going shopping. I sent her out to get it. God damn it.
Last two episodes. I'll say
that's
it again.
Two episodes.
My fuck is doubling down.
Doubling down. So we got a couple of topics that we go with the current news, and then there's a couple of discussion points that we really, Chaz wanted to bring up. I find interesting as well, because with the shit that's going on now, it's like there's nothing changed, but we don't really have anyone jumping out there. But as an opening, we got three black men on here. I do wanted to talk about Ahmaud Arbery, and that's in Georgia. So brother can't even jog anymore without being killed, not harassed, not stopped, but killed. So I'm looking at this situation as, and this is what I'm hearing coming out of this, because I believe it. This is almost like slave, go find that slave. You deputize, find the right niggas and either kill them or bring them back. But if they fight, you're allowed to kill them. And one of the guys was an ex-cop. So I see this as that slave master mentality that we can get our posse together and hunt down black folks. And if they resist, then we kill them.
I'm just black man jogging kind of thing. I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah.
Well, that. And
don't forget the. Go ahead, Chaz. Go ahead.
Well, I'm an avid runner, so I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what? So but being from Georgia, I was like, Brunswick.
Yep.
So can I take this opportunity to kind of go? Can I run the tape back? If you listen to my rhetoric from the past year or two,
here it comes.
I've been consistent in how small town America just makes me sick sometimes.
Yeah, you have. And been. You have.
And I think
I'll second
this
that.
Is just such a. So on one hand. Like it was a woman who shot Buddy. Remember the white officer shot the guy who was a consultant. It was this Dallas last year.
Yeah,
remember she walked in the wrong apartment, quote unquote.
Yeah, quote.
Oh
unquote.
Yeah, the police officer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and obviously we see stuff happening in New York City.
You don't have a mask.
People
on.
Being people being arrested for social distancing, and most of them are black and Latino, and it's just kind of like, all right, you know. Where Trayvon Martin was killed wasn't like super country, but Brunswick was just like. So on one hand, I don't want to treat this differently because it's like, oh, it's Brunswick, Georgia. What do you expect? But at the same time, I'm like, I've been jogging all during this pandemic because all the gyms are closed. So, you know, I feel for him I feel for the family, and
right.
That's where I really struggle. I'm like, on one hand, should we look at this differently because it's small town America, or because it's not really any different because this happens in bigger cities too?
No,
like how do we?
You should look at small town because it's relevant anywhere. It's just that a lot of it is being caught. Because remember, this happened in February. So finally the tape came out and that became big news. But again, if it's not recorded, then you don't know what happened. You weren't there. And then it becomes small town wherever because you don't know what's been going on with those people down
in
that
area. You know what? I would say that's fair. Mike's point about it. Because the only difference in small town America for these kind of crimes becomes pertinent when it's, you know, the DA is super cozy. You know, you can be really cozy to the sheriff and all that when it's, you know, your police force is, you know, X amount of people. But it's harder to do that in a bigger city with a bigger media and all that.
Right.
So once the media came out, you know, the pressure came out.
Totally and, you know, story.
I think just all in all, I'm tired of this. We've seen this so many times, and I think to sum it all up for me, I just struggle because I'm like, small town America. Will the justice be as we would expect it to be in a bigger city? That's my question.
I kind of want to take a step back, right? So he's going for a jog, and what's coming out now is how they saw him go into a house that was being built. So one of the you know, houses that are under construction. I don't know about you guys, but me and my wife, we'll sometimes do that. You know, you just kind of imagine yourself in this house, you know, just walk through. I used to do it as a kid, you know what I mean? And then just walk around. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's some shit I used to do. But I don't know how normal that is, though.
So. It's normal.
So, okay.
You know what? I don't do that.
Maybe you're not in that neighborhood.
I hate to be that guy, but...
But if you're not in that type of neighborhood that you have exposure to that, then it doesn't become a normal thing.
And I'm clearly a city guy. Yeah. So you can imagine in a city, the kind of structures that are being built or...
Yeah, you're not walking up in those. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Versus more suburban. So,
Well, maybe your perspective then is, you know, maybe it's them white dudes, I don't know, that don't get that. You know, or whoever made that phone call, you know? Because to me it seemed kind of normal, but then it kind of brings up that conversation. But all right, let me get off of that because that's part of the problem. To me, there's nothing wrong with that. Nor was it even illegal.
Right.
But why is that? Why do you even bring that up? They love to assassinate the character of a dead man.
Yeah. Well, because the argument is that was one of the reasons why they saw him go inside of a house and come out and then go run. They were saying
call the police. Should have called the police.
They did.
Yeah.
They did call the police, but they still went after him.
Right.
Because they feel they have the right to do that.
That's how they do.
Yeah.
They carry guns and they feel they're allowed to and feel invincible. So
you know what? You know what this is? This is all the last like 10 years has been like a bad episode of Scooby-Doo. And they all wouldn't got away with it. They would have got away with it if it wasn't for those damn smartphones. You know what I'm saying?
Scooby-Doo.
It's like, why do they... Why do they feel like they're entitled to investigate these mysteries? Like, you're playing loud music. It's just...
You're barbecuing in the park, you know?
Yeah, and there's always an investigation. I would have got away with it. It wasn't recorded or... You know, so it's just...
There's something that I'm noticing, even in those protests, right? Those people that are going out with guns, trying to reopen the government.
Yeah.
They're dressed in like military gear or like the special forces. I think it's like deep down in their minds, they think that they're part of the military or the like they serve America. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like
militias.
Right.
So they're quoting the Constitution with the Second Amendment, a well-armed militia. So they're taking that literally.
I want to slow down on E's point. Why do you bring that up, and how do you think it's applicable to these other cases?
Bring what up exactly? Him going into the house or him?
No. So when you're saying these people protest and they're serving America, do you think there's also a correlation into just some of that same idea of serving America with following people and quote unquote investigating suspicious individuals?
Yeah, I almost feel like they think they're the police. Like the police do the same like stuff. You know, it's the same. It's the same reason why we, you know, well, I don't want to say we, but a lot of minorities don't like the police because they pretty much act the same as militia a lot of times, you know, and it's the same. I don't want to say a lot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's complicated, man, because I don't understand why they feel that they need to be the part of the police or they need to
serve. You're trying to be Scooby-Doo. Don't investigate the mystery.
So, E, I think you're putting a highbrow thoughts to a simple issue of white supremacy. I am part of America and you're not. So in order for me to protect America, these are the things that I should do. And
I wouldn't say they're not America though.
Say what?
I wouldn't say they're not America. I don't know if
No, but it doesn't matter what you think. It's what they think. They think that is all about America. So in America is a white people ruling. That's it. No ifs, no ands. I don't want to hear nothing about no melting pot, immigrants or anything. Regardless if they have any immigrant background, when they wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror, that's who they see. And that's the rights that they should be. Hey, look, you need to respect me because I'm the white man. And then I should be able to police my country. Even though it's a small town in Brunswick, they don't even see it that way. They can go into the next town and still feel the same way because that's their God-given right, which is a sickness to me. But, you know, I'm just on the outside. I'm part of that race that gets it. You know what I mean? We get whatever they feel about us. We don't do these attacks because if we do that, then we're in trouble. Because if you look in Michigan, those the white people that had the militia stuff on and up, but the black people came in with their guns and escorted one of the congresswomen up inside of the building. Now, if they didn't show up before that, that would have been a totally different scenario. Totally different. But because it was shown, hey, look, they did it and no one did nothing to them. Now these five black people showing up with arms and all of that, I guess we can't say anything about it.
So you know what? Can I beg the question? Is this would Ahmaud be alive if it wasn't for Corona? Like, are people going stir crazy and we're just starting to revert back? Or is it coincidence? Like, how are we? Because there's been about 3 or 4 stories that are coming out of these kind of murders, whether it be by, you know, quote unquote, citizen law enforcement or the actual, you know, police officers. Is it related? Like, how are you? What do you guys think about that?
So that's interesting. And I'm saying it's interesting because, you know, when people get cooped up,
they go stir crazy.
They go stir, and the first thing they want to do is get out and do something. And in this case, that's just crazy to me, but some people go to the extreme when they want to do something. I just think in their mind, they always wanted to do something like that. It's just that wasn't an excuse. So yeah, being like, stir crazy and say, let's go out with our guns.
So, and the reason I want to slow this point down and I want E to explain is, what we can't forget, and you know, just to keep it 100, is for example, for women, shit, for women and kids, which is sad, but we're seeing, and of course it's going to be underreported, but domestic violence
has skyrocketed.
First of all, we already know divorce is going up just because you're at home, and if that relationship is on the rocks in the first place, you know what I'm saying? Now it's out of there. It's just like, just move in with your side hoe, start a second family, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for the woman, you know, just go ahead and date the guy from work that you should have married anyway. So just imagine through the people who are, you're not arguing, is there's domestic violence, there's sexual abuse, there's all this other stuff. So just imagine for the folks who want some George Zimmerman stuff anyway.
Yep.
It's like, oh, so people are already at home. So they're home too. It's like, oh, you're jogging? You know, like, I can just imagine, like, people are just chilling, so there's probably not that much foot traffic on the street anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's all I'm saying. I'm like, I'm just wondering, is for the most part, is if you don't have that mental fortitude, is this pandemic, you know, remember we talked about this before. I was, I'm naive. I'm arguing the point of, you know, motherfuckers need to watch a educational video. I ain't no motherfuckers start killing people.
Yeah, because you were saying people should be bettering themselves, take the opportunity to do this,
and they ain't going out wilding. Yeah, I was like, watch some PBS. Like, if you're going to, you know, don't just smoke, drink, play video games, whatever. Balance that with some productivity, or, like I said, I'm really using this, I won't say opportunity, but silver lining of the situation to really cook, you know what I'm saying?
Well, people are probably doing that. They're probably doing the positive things. They're finding ways to, you know, self-improvement. But then there's other people that out there that are pissed, you know, that are protesting, that are listening to Trump, that are getting mad, you know, or
they're just
looking for a reason.
Here's the reason I want to go into this is let's just talk about a normal day pre-COVID. I mean, a normal work week, 40-hour work week for the most part. Wake up, get ready for work. I go to work. At the very least, I got a fake, like, I'm probably going to interact with some people, I'm talking from the point of view of the people who kill Ahmaud. You know, maybe I have to interact with people. I don't want to. You know, like, even if I have these thoughts or I'm capable of these things, at the very least, I have to go through society as a functioning person. But as people spend more and more time, and again, I'm speculating. I don't know this guy's story. But, you know, you spend more time by yourself, I feel like you're going to at what point are people going to hit apocalypse now? They just devolve into, I created my own society and religion. I was like, oh, shit.
It is. No, so that's a good point because, I mean, if you really think about it, if you're used to downplaying your racist thoughts, your prejudice and all of that because you have a routine. Oh, I'm going to have to come in, all these black people at the factory and blah, blah, blah. But you're dealing with that. But now that you're at home, you're probably not even working. You can't go out and get your case of beer, and you going out, and this guy just running through the neighborhood. Who's that black? You know, whatever. So that anxiety that's building up could be causing some things, and that's psychological that we're talking about. But I can see your point because there's a lot of guys. Because I'm at work now, so they pushing to get things back on the road. And what I'm hearing the most, which I find really crazy, is, oh, man, I'm glad to get back to work. I'm like, I'm not glad to get back to work. What the hell is wrong with you? But I'm like, I'll work, and that's fine because that stimulates my mind.
But, Mike.
But I have other things than just going to work.
You know what I'm saying? I mean? Let's expand on that. So, like I said, the point I made earlier was we know a lot of people, depending, you know, maybe if they're single, but if they're in a situation – what I'm saying is, who knows what the home life is?
They
wanna
get
out of
the
house. Hear a statement, oh, I'm so ready to be back, is a structure, like they had a lack of structure, they're bored. Mm-hmm. You know, what goes into that? So, or maybe people, let's be honest, maybe people are self-aware, like, man, if I don't have the structure, I'm really self-destructive or whatever. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much that can go into that. I'm just wondering.
What's your thought, E? And you haven't been working in an office for a while, but think about that. And I'll give you two examples. One guy, he's hardly ever around with his kids because he has some people taking care of him and his wife. But now he has to deal with his kids, and it's kind of like overwhelming. Then there's another one that, you know, now you sitting at home with your wife and you realize she's a lot aggressive, but you kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'm off to work or I'm off to do. Now you in the house with her and you kind of like, damn, this is really getting on my goddamn nerves. So I'm looking and I'm listening to this and I'm like, wow, dude, you didn't make your home so you can be comfortable? And...
That's kind of hard, bro. That's because I'm speaking for, I work at home now, And my wife just got off of maternity leave, I want to say about maybe 2 weeks ago. And I'm going on week two. And I could see that pain that some people might have, because this just, you're fighting, because it's literally either, you know, maybe they're on a conference call and then you're trying to be on a conference call at the same time, or maybe you're trying to get work done. And then see, my wife's in a situation where she's on the phone a lot, you know, right, with her job. So I don't know. It's a situation where what kind of relationship do you have with your wife or your husband, mm-hmm, depending on who's listening, you know? So it's
your partner,
your Jesus. Partner,
your partner. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me.
Hashtag toxic masculinity.
Yes. No, so I could see what that lifestyle working from home could be kind of a hassle for some people, you know, and it's not always about work life, you know. With kids at home that they're not at school, mm, you got to homeschool them. You know, you got to keep them in lines. You know, some people are lucky, either they don't or they have one. One could be a lot, but some people have three. I mean, you know, hold on real quick. And then I got a coworker that had to take the day off because their kids were like so much like the complaining that, "Mom, you're not playing with us. You're not playing with us. And had to take like a full day off because, like, they just weren't getting enough time with them. And then that was like her way of just kind of giving them time so she can get back to work. So, you know, so I'm just saying,
she had to take time off there.
Yeah, over. I mean, at least that's what she said. But, no, you know,
I get it. Okay.
It's complicated. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's a whole new, like, I don't want to say a whole new normal, but there's so many different factors. Mm-hmm. It's different for everyone. It's a different, it's, you know, some people see it where, you know, they wanted to go to work and then they wanted to hang out at this place and they decided to work at this place and then they like traveling to that place. But it's just, you don't have that now. No, just.
Guys, so here's one question I have, because I sent you guys, you know, for the listeners, we text each other, you know, stuff, news clips or whatever. And I text you guys, remember the New York City police situation? So, for whatever reason, and here's my issue with all of this, especially law enforcement. Why you can't have a mask on during a pandemic, wrestling someone to the ground for not social distancing, you know, but you're on top of them.
Without a mask.
Like, you're putting yourself at risk anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you don't even have a mask on.
Yeah. In fact, like, the video in question, yeah, the guy didn't even have a mask on. Mm-mm. So I'm just kind of like, this is not related to, you know, this isn't. If you're arresting someone for the reason you're saying, like, it just can't be true. So all of this is, I don't know what home situation you have, but I just never been mad at anyone. You know, I'm just trying to think about my whole dating career,
right,
or my whole dating whatever, and just been like, you know what, I'm gonna choke a motherfucker out. It's just, it's like. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm a beat somebody ass today.
But
I'm like,
but
that's just never happened. You
but
know
those
what I'm
are
saying?
Two. You're correlating two things that I don't think really. I don't think they play in the same field. Basically,
I'm saying I don't think they do either. But
you're just calling
okay,
it
go
out,
ahead,
and I and
go
I get ahead, that. Just, no, so to your point, I think you're just calling out to say, if that was an extreme measure that these guys were chasing them out and they was just had these thoughts in their mind and it's the first time they did it, hey, that's crazy as hell. But with the police situation, damn, they act on it all the time. So this is just another excuse for these police officers to attack people. Now it's like, look, you're too close together. All right, man. All right, man, who the fuck you talking to? You're like, oh, here it comes.
It's stop and frisk all over again.
Yeah.
Especially in New York City.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, those extreme measures is some people that acts on it and some people who don't. And I don't sit around thinking about choking out people either. So, I agree with you.
But isn't it, I don't want to say illegal, but isn't it, there like a rule in New York about social distance? Distancing, struggling.
Oh, come on.
It is.
It's New York City, though. Like, yeah, no. Acting like we in Wisconsin. It is,
but do you need to slam a person to the ground?
Oh, I wasn't saying that. That's okay. I'm just saying, I wonder if it's, we just talked about people that are, they don't really care about the whole social distance thing. They're doing their own thing.
So I seen pictures on Twitter where it'd be like, yo, I'm at the park, or I'm here, or I'm there. There's a lot of people of a certain complexion. Mm-hmm. They're not getting arrested.
They're not getting slammed to the floor.
That's what I'm saying. Just
there's a woman that was arrested. I'm not sure if you saw this one. That woman was arrested, but they escorted her out. They didn't slam her to the floor. They didn't throw, you know, blows to her chest or her face and then handcuffed her. They just escorted her out. To me, that's something that has extreme measures or psychological issues of just power. Some people just want power in that. And if they got it, then they're going to roll with that. But I want to swing back to what you said, Edo, because, I mean, I have to respect what you said, because everyone's life isn't set up that way, and it doesn't matter if they should do it or not. But some people's like, look, my structure of life is there's a certain amount at home, there's a certain amount at work, and there's a certain amount that I do with my friends and whatever like that. And if you break that cycle, people don't adjust well in that way. Right. So, I hear what you're saying, and this is why I like to discuss it, because sometimes you get a narrow-minded approach on things, but you're not really listening or aware of other people's circumstances until you can, you know, you talk it out and say, okay, I respect that. Still kind of stupid to me, but I have to respect, because I'm not living in a different person's situation. Their life could be set up in a whole certain way, but they're happy. So, hey, let them live.
Right. I mean, it's pretty much like a reset button for a lot of people. I mean, it's, or a reality check, if anything. You know, I'm sitting here at home. I'm, you know, learning about, you know, things that my daughter does well in school and doesn't, you know. And, you know, I've got to work on, you know, reading a little bit, you know. I got to get that going or something else, you know. Or, damn, she's great at drawing. You know, like just little things like that. That's just, you know, my kids.
Right.
You know, but some people, they probably never really connected with their partners at all, you know, because they work all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
and so they have their own separate thing, you know?
Yeah. And that's just relationships. I mean, some people just probably didn't realize that they work so much, and then they're at home and then they can't work, you know? So they're trying to go out and go for a jog, or maybe they feel like they should be a cop. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they want to pull the gun out because they think that they're part of some militia. I'm just
saying. Man, I swear.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, I can't. That's crazy to me. I just can't. It's just, even the going back to George Zimmerman, it's just, you see a teenager. He's just like, bro, just call the police and stay in your house. Keep it moving.
They had a pickup truck too. But
that wasn't the intent. Them. The intent wasn't to not do anything. I think the whole intent was to have an aggressive approach to
clearly
power over power.
They wanted a confrontation.
Yeah, they wanted that. And if it escalated to something, then hey, look, I don't mind using violence because it'll be my opportunity to pull out my gun. I got the opportunity now. Now I can use it.
Exactly.
That's crazy to me. And I was in the military. You know what I'm saying? That's still crazy to me in my mind. Like, really? You really just want to pull out a gun and shoot a person? Doesn't matter. You know, and if you see black people or people of color as not being human, then it's easy to kill people in that way. And I think that's part of the problem that we can't accept in certain, and we shouldn't accept it because we are human, but we have to understand their mentality. And that's why you always have to have that protective mindset to say that's what they will do. Damn, man, I'll never do something like that. Yeah, but until you show me that you're not going to do it, I always will think that you will have the opportunity to do me harm, because that's what I see within that race. but I'm always going to be cautious. I'm not going to always show you, but in my mind, I don't trust you until I can trust you. And even then, I don't know when you with your friends and that posse mentality goes out. I have to be aware of that. And that's the life of a black man that people don't understand that we got to go through every day. Every day. Not certain days this and certain days that. No, it's every day. Because you can go around the corner and you don't know who's going to be standing there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I don't know if I told the story last time. I was going to the CVS. Stop me if I did.
Wow, you actually went there in person.
Okay, I didn't tell.
he left the house.
What? No delivery service?
No, we got to hear this.
I had to go because
breaking news. He left the house.
I didn't realize that it was a drive-thru, but anyway, I had to get some drugs, some medication.
Yeah, to get some drugs?
For my newborn, man.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, I have a haircut in a minute and like weeks, and you know, I have my hoodie on. You know, the wife said, you know, hey, we need to get this medication. So anyway, so I'm in the parking lot, and I got my hoodie on. Remember that, right? I got tinted windows and everything, and then I'm like, all right, I'm about to put this bandana on, and I'm about to walk into the CVS.
Ooh.
And it's just. And the way the whole action just felt like, you know, just imagine in the driver's seat, you got your hoodie on, you got, you know, because I'm a put the hoodie on kind of dude. I don't just leave it off. I'd like to put it on, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm about to put this bandana on. And I see this, you know, this white lady, you know, going in and, you know, she's chilling, you know. Mm. But I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, I feel like am I about to rob this place? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I feel like I could. Because I look like it, you know, but at the same time, it's like, but man, I'm just trying to get some medication for my baby, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I'm thinking in my head. But so I'm going to admit to y'all that I went in there without my bandana, because in my mind, I felt like, all right, I'm not trying to be that dude.
Yep.
Walking in. I mean, at the same time, not a lot of people were wearing masks in the first place, even though I should have. I know I should have.
But you felt self-conscious.
That's the kind of thing I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what crossed my mind. I'm like, you know, man, I can't put this bandana on. You know, like what? Like I literally look like I'm going to rob the place. Like,
yeah.
I just walked in the whole thing and with my black hoodie,
but
you know, my jeans or
but
whatever.
But so. Guess what though? You don't look mm-hmm. like you're going to rob this place. It's the media that has fixated
right.
on you to look that way. So we have to be self-conscious of that though, because yeah. it's not what we think. It's how they see and feel about us. So we have to be self-conscious. I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, it's one causes the other, but yeah. I mean, I wasn't actually intending to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's yeah. like it's like that guilt trip that I shouldn't really have, but that's Black America, right?
So yeah, that's the world we in.
I'm mad at myself just for not going in. I should have just went in because of it. Like, what? Let me just go in here.
But
then that's how all these stories start.
Exactly. Start like man, fuck it, man. Nothing going to happen. And then all of a sudden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not living like that.
So y'all don't have that kind of thing? Y'all just walk around with your mask? Do you wear your mask, Mike?
So I got the Chinese mask. I ordered like a couple of in different colors to match my shirts and shit. That's right. So
mm-hmm. I remember you sent the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of those. So I look friendly, you know. I look creative on their ass. But
creative, right. Right.
So I'm conscious of that because I didn't want to do the bandana thing. I didn't want to do, you know, I had my hoodie on, but look. I have a multicolored mask on and whatever. And I wanted to be able to always think, look, man, I don't want no problems, because any random person, white person, will say he's a threat.
Yeah. That's what I hate, man. Like, it's, you know, the whole elevator thing and then the woman clutches the purse kind of thing. It's a constant reminder whenever I'm out. And you gotta do the, because you know I live in a white neighborhood, you know, and
right,
you know everybody's cool out here, you know it's a blue area too, but it's just I can't stop thinking about that, man. I'll be in Chipotle and I'm in line. I mean, not nowadays, but it's just yeah, you can't help it, man, because society does that to us. So I mean, so to go back to our point, so I should be able to go for a jog, I should be able to look at a house and check it out and then just keep moving. But you don't think that, you would never think that somebody would just see that you casually doing what you do, but then I don't understand. Yeah, that's something that it's hard to talk about it now in Trump America too. So
yeah, I hear you with that. Right now, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to get into a lot of these states opening up, which is exposing this mental illness as well as a chance of getting that COVID. So stay tuned, and we'll see you right back with Repo Rethink Politics.